Registered nurses must renew their licenses every 2 years. Those who do so in the first quarter of 2010 will be required to fill out a survey asking, among other things, how long they plan to stay in the profession. About 83,000 nurses are expected to renew in the first 3 months of next year. Money for the survey was included in the state budget. State Senator Judy Robson of Beloit pushed for the funding. Herself a former nurse and nursing instructor, she says the goal is to find out the extent of a projected nursing shortage.
Right now it's all anecdotal where the nursing shortage is. And nurses are feeling the nursing shortage, but we don't really have data to say where it is or how it is or what it's going to be like in the future.
The Department of Workforce Development estimates the state will need 80,000 nurses over the next decade. Robson says some of those will be new positions, others to make up for nurses who retire.
We know that the average age of the nurse is about 49 to 50 years old, and they're going to be retiring. It's an exhausting, very stressful profession. At the same time, we know that with the high unemployment rates, a lot of young people and displaced workers and others are going into the nursing profession, but we don't have a statewide strategic plan.
Robson says the data can be used to argue for federally funded nursing programs in Wisconsin. It'll also help determine how the state should use money it has now to spend on nursing schools and financial aid. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.